Hello, one and all, and welcome to the 249th episode of the Voluntary Viewing Podcast, recorded on April 8th, 2024. On the podcast today, he's not a big fan of the government, Andrew Clark.
The people need to hear this. Let me speak.
Don't do it.
One thing, I'm not a big fan of the government.
30 over 30.
30 over 30.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
30 over 30.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
30 over 30.
Not a big fan. Not a big fan of the government. That's my message.
Yeah. Any specifics about the government that you don't like?
Not super into it.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
Right. You can take it or leave it.
I mean, hey, yeah. Man, I'm right there with you. I feel like we're coming at this the same way. You know, it's tax time right now. And as a socialist, I feel like that's something I should be gleefully participating in. But
I thought you were going to say, like, as a socialist, I don't believe in taxes.
As a Nazi, I love immigrants. Just like, we live in opposite world now.
Oh, I didn't specify what kind of socialist.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm.
You're a national something socialist. What is it?
National socialist, yeah.
Yeah, it's just
national. Oh, it's just national socialist.
Yeah. Yeah, the NA is nationalist and the Z is socialist.
But that one always got me growing up. I feel like we heard this rhetoric more during the Tea Party era, that like socialists were Nazis.
Or that Nazis were socialists.
Yeah.
Not, it's like different kind. Not the same thing.
No, there is a whole word in front of the word socialist that modifies.
I mean, there was actually like leftists in the Nazi party in the early days, kind of before Hitler's rise. And then like the Night of Long Knives purged the like last remaining Nazis that were not just like full blown fascist. Like it's kind of interesting. Like it's not as cut and dry as just like they were lying. It's right. Like, no, it's complicated history. Like German politics is not American politics. We don't think of it the same way as they do.
I was watching
you can ascribe to just some parts of an ideology, like the socialist part that the Nazis ascribed to were the government controls everything part of socialism.
And is that socialism?
Not exactly.
Socialism boils down to the government controls everything.
Well, the government has more control, and they kind of just ran away with that.
Sure.
Watching a really good BreadTube video, I believe this one was from Innuendo Studios, kind of explaining how fascist ideology, because there is definitely an upswing in modern times of people like loosely flagging towards that for their own personal gain. Fascist ideology inherently creating in-groups and out-groups means that like the people they decide are good is going to inherently become smaller if they are successful. And if you aren't in that inner circle, if you aren't, as was the case in Nazi Germany, the fascist kind of Nazi, you're out. You're done. Eventually, you are going to become one of the marginalized groups that they have otherized. It's inevitable if fascism is successful.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's like how Proud Boys claim that they're not like racist.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we look, our leader is half black. And it's like, okay, but we know how this goes.
I mean, listen, is hating minorities a part of her 15-year plan? Yes, but we're not racist now.
They're Western chauvinists.
And to follow up this very like grounded, interesting sociopolitical conversation, hey, Ryan Holt, what do you think it feels like in a video game to be walking around with 1 HP?
Wait, in real life or in a video game?
If you were in real life and you had the video game equivalent of, I got 1 HP.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, the issue is that in video games, usually you're not affected. Like, there's
exactly.
Instances where, like, you're wounded and that actually affects your character.
Mm-hmm.
But in, like, video games, most of the time, if you have 1 HP, your character functions exactly the same.
Right.
And it's able to still, like, jump over shit and do, like, crazy stuff. just maybe there's like a little bit of blood around the edges of the screen or something like that. Like,
Even in the instances where it does affect you, it's just like, oh, are you below 50% HP? You're 10% slower now, and your guy grunts more. Like, and maybe they have an animation where you're hunched over a little bit, but it still doesn't really change
no.
anything.
I was
So
thinking,
is it just you're like suicidal? Like you're very depressed to the point of suicidal, and it's like one more thing will potentially put you over the edge. That's the.
I'm pretty sure it's just that you're in a coma. Like
Oh.
you're on a ventilator, you're in hospice care. Like the doctor has brought any family members that happen to be in the hospital into your room and says like it's going to happen like any minute now. Like
Jesus.
their heart rate is at like 20 BPM, their blood pressure is almost nothing. They are brain dead. They like if I shake this machine a little bit, they're going to die.
But didn't
Like
we
that
establish
sort of
that,
thing.
like, in a video game, you're not really affected by it
Yeah, but I'm saying like in
physically?
real life, if you had one HP, that's what it would be like. But what you're saying is that if you like took video game logic into real life, having one HP would feel exactly the same as having full HP.
Yeah, but like there's something that's putting you right on the edge.
Yeah.
So yeah, my thought was like you're clinically depressed to such the nth degree that, like, I don't know, someone cuts you off in traffic and you're just gonna end it all. You're like Steven Yeun in Beef, where like you've been flirting with the idea for weeks now and you're ready. You've got a plan, everything like that.
You guys went much darker than I was planning. I was going to attribute it to, like, you remember in high school how you would feel a little sick or you would have like a head cold or something, and you get through the day, but then you have like a sports practice. For me, it was always basketball because I got sick more often in the winter. And like, I'm feeling kind of sick, but I can't skip practice. And then you're there, and then you're doing it, and you're like, yeah, you're going through the motions. You're not at your best, clearly, but like you're participating, you're involved. But like if you get checked or something, or if you fall, or like you just feel inside of you that, oh, I'm hanging on by a thread. Anything happens here, I'm done.
You Audi. Yeah, no, that's fair.
And that person who is Audi is me, Lucas DeRuyter. And as I am freelancing more and more, I am, boy, once again reminded, hey, is listicle writing perhaps the lowest form of internet writing in 2024? Yes, but also, boy, is it so much easier to write 10 200 word entries than one 2000 word article. Like it,
200 words for each entry in a listicle is not nothing.
no,
That's longer than what you usually get.
it's like
yeah,
two and a
that's
half pair. Well, it's a quality publication. I gotta bring the quality.
that's pretty generous.
Well,
It's
that
like at least people are hiring people to write those. I feel like whenever I
AI
see
would
them,
be,
it's obviously
oh yeah.
AI. Like clearly they just scraped it from the internet, from some Reddit post or something like that, and put it all together.
I can't name names, but real ones are gonna know. Do they have money to finally fix their video player? No, that's going to contractors like me, baby. Yeah.
You're stealing the money from video. It's journalism's one last middle finger towards the pivot to
Pivot to
video.
video.
Yeah, like we are gonna make it so our video player doesn't work anymore, and we'll pay journalists with the money that it would take to fix that.
You know,
Oh my.
the IT guy at this unnamed website that I think we can all guess is like the brother-in-law of a writer that got let go because of the pivot video thing. So he said, "You know what? I'm gonna do one for my homie and just make sure that the video sucks all the time."
Just gonna take it out back
You
and pivot
guys
the video to video.
are aware of like the whole backstory behind Pivot to Video and how it
Yeah,
involves Facebook committing mass fraud.
Facebook fucked everything
Yeah.
up.
Why didn't we ever go back? Why didn't anyone like why
Because
it
going back is death, Lucas. The industry must always move forward. No one can ever admit a mistake.
No, but it just, I don't know. You had a business model that, admittedly, this era of the internet doesn't exist anymore, so it probably wouldn't be as functional. But like, boy, this version of the thing worked really well. Some fraudulent information made a bunch of people do other stuff that did not work because it was based on fraudulent information. You would think that, like, all right, so we're going back to the before time. But no, they're just kind of continuing to pivot. And now it's video by way of AI.
Right.
Now it's a whole new level of garbage on top of that
Yeah.
already shaky decision. I
I mean, that's the real answer is yeah, there's no money because they all bankrupted themselves to do it. And it takes a lot of money to run something like that. So you'd almost need like a fucking, not a good billionaire, but like someone who for some ungodly reason actually cared about it and had to like had the startup capital. Like almost like they'd have to go out to VC funding and be like, hey, we've got this crazy idea. We're gonna write quality reporting and find an audience and like drive up subscriptions and blah, blah, blah. Like that you would have to start from scratch. And it was such an institution for so long that yeah, no one's probably gonna make that bet, especially with diminishing attention spans and reports from teachers that kids today can't read. And so like, I don't, the pivot to video, the reason that everyone got so whole hog behind it was because it made sense. Like logically in your brain, you would assume, yeah, people would much rather like watch something than read it because that's the world we live in nowadays. It's a very visually focused world. So,
It
but
was
no,
just the reach numbers that were
right.
kind of made up.
The answer is no, that's not true either. In reality, it's always going to be more of a niche thing. Like it's there's never going to be another fucking Tom Brokaw, like the voice of America that the entire country listens to. Like that's never going to be journalism ever again. So you're always going to have to like be a little weird about it. I don't know.
But what if I was the next Tom Brokaw?
Yeah. The whole
Yeah.
world, all of America can unite behind you, Lucas.
I feel like I'm in contention.
I don't think there's a single human being alive who could actually pull that off nowadays. It's an impossible task. It basically only worked because, yeah, like network news was not propaganda, but like it toed the government line, was allowed to exist, and basically
It was
because
very not offensive and milquetoast, you know?
and times were good, so at least for white America, yeah. Like there's all. I mean, when I say speaking for the entire country, I'm talking about like the majority that actually
The
pays
people with
attention,
televisions.
right? There's
Times were
always going to
good.
be,
We didn't count the groups of people that were bad.
right? Exactly. There's always going to be countercultural people that are like not subscribing to that sort of thing. That's physically impossible. But nowadays, I don't even think you get any sort of majority behind one personality. Like that's
Yeah, if
just
you find the
not going to
most
work.
common personality, it's still going to be like what, like 20%?
Right.
You also run into that, like you're chasing that like undecided voter kind of middle, and they are increasingly their own weird. I'm gonna use the word counterculture.
Yeah, the undecided, you know, quote unquote middle, because they don't ascribe to like one extreme or the other, are not like in the middle of the pack. They're also fucking freaks.
My thing is like we're doing, you know, like presidential debates and shit like that again this year. And I'm just sitting here like, I want to meet these people that have not decided between Biden or Trump. Like, I know that on both sides, there's people that are going to be like, I don't know that I can vote for either of them. Like, you know, like I don't like my candidate, but also like, boy, the alternative is very scary too. But so it's deciding between not voting or voting
Voting
for
for
the
their,
person that they already like were kind of predisposed to vote for. I want to meet someone who's genuinely like Trump or Biden. They both have their own merits. that to me is insane. The fact that we're going to do something like that. Like it's literally, I feel like both candidates are just preaching for turnout. Like, I don't think
Yeah,
either
I
party is
mean,
trying to convince
you're
anyone.
nailing it. Like they're not trying to swing votes from the other side. They're trying to get the people that are not sold on them as much as they were last time
Right.
to turn out for them. They're trying to, I mean, that's why, I live in Wisconsin. Today, I think Biden is in Madison, and a few days ago, Trump was in Green Bay. And like I think maybe Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee a few days ago. Like Trump's not going to go to Milwaukee, the same reason that Biden's not going to go to Green Bay, because even though Wisconsin is a very purple state, it's not like everyone in the state is undecided. There's just huge swaths of the state that are very bright wet red, bright red, bright red, and the other section of the state is extremely dark blue. And
And then you've got the best county in the entire state, Sauk County, just a
Ooh.
genuine purple county if there's ever been one. Fucking, we're talking 50.2%, and it's voted for both
Jesus.
sides in the last decade. Like, not for Trump. I'm happy about that one. Sauk has never gone for Trump, but it's fucking razor thin. And that's where I grew up. So I thought, yeah, no, you grow up and you some of your neighbors are on one side, some are on the other, and everyone just kind of hangs out. And then you
Yeah.
realize that's not the case basically anywhere. That's one of the
Yeah.
only places in the entire country that's like that.
The candidates are campaigning for the sections of the country that they know are already in their favor to just vote more. Like that's how it works.
But that's not always how it works. I feel
No, I
like
mean that's
sometimes
not how it has always worked. That's
there's,
how it's going this round.
which is weird to me. Like, I even remember in fucking 2016, the whole Ken Bone thing. Like,
Yeah.
there were in theory undecided voters between fucking Trump and Hillary, and it's like, but how?
It's because Trump was kind of an unknown. Like not to us because we're people with functioning brains, but like to a lot of the country, Trump wasn't like this sort of evil God Emperor figure. He was just a kind of a weirdo that people thought was a wild card. So like, I know what Hillary is and I'm not super stoked about her. Maybe I should just give this weirdo a shot.
Internet, never heard of it. Ken
Yeah.
Bone's issue was on like climate change. And it's like, I feel like that's
His issue
pretty
was on
cut and
climate
dry.
change, but then he also turned out to be he voted red for like the next three elections, I'm pretty sure.
It was 2016, so it's only been two since then. Did he
Wait,
really
was
vote
it
for Trump?
2016? Was
Yeah, it
it
was
2012?
2016.
Yeah, I know he voted for Trump.
Really?
Yeah, I remember reading that, although I don't remember which election it was, if it was the Hillary one or
The
the Biden
thing
one.
where he got famous, that was in 2016. No, he said he voted for Clinton.
Ken Bone
Personality on Wikipedia.
He voted for Clinton in 2016, and then in 2020 he voted for Joe Jorgensen.
Oh, I thought I remember him voting for Trump. My bad.
Yeah, because his whole thing was fucking climate change. It's like that feels like you shouldn't be undecided, my guy.
That.
Feels like one of them's pretty towing like the status quo, and one of them is sprinting in the opposite direction with fucking clean coal and crazy shit like that. Like, so yeah, he tweeted out to his 162,000 Twitter followers, which is crazy. Because again, by the way, if you were on the fence, you were ignoring some pretty blatant shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and he endorsed Andrew Yang in the 2020 presidential election. So he is
So I guess
one of those guys.
that's what an undecided voter is that they vote for the weirdos. Joe Jorgensen and Andrew Yang.
Yeah. I mean, look, we vote for weirdos. Have you guys ever voted for the correct candidate in an open primary where there was no incumbent? I don't think
No.
I have.
I didn't even get to vote this like a couple like I guess it was
Oh,
last week because of
Andrew.
my polling place was fucking outside. They like notified us like a week beforehand that like our regular polling place had an issue. So they moved it to like a park somewhere. It was outside in the middle of a goddamn blizzard.
They didn't, you can't request a mail-in ballot.
Maybe I could have in advance. I thought I remembered Wisconsin doing away with a lot of that, but I probably could have planned ahead. I just planned on going and voting and then
What a
shutting it
concept.
down.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, fuck.
It's all about that local elections, man. I didn't even vote in the presidential primary. I know I got blowback from that when I told some people. And I was just like, why? And they're like, oh, because it's playing into the narrative that like Biden's weaker in 2024 and it's
He
gonna
is
like
weaker.
hurt turnout and like blah blah blah. And it's just like, look, I'm gonna fucking vote for him in the general election. Like I'm not I don't wanna vote for him in the fucking primary.
So I hear a lot of, I've heard a lot of punditry about that, about oh, Biden's polling worse than ever, like as we near the election. This is the lowest an incumbent has ever been in popularity going into an election. Those numbers always go up, like without doubt, those numbers always go up closer to election time. That is inevitable. And also, like, this is the part of it where we can get more shit out of Biden. Him to at least publicly say he's going to do shit for progressive issues. Like, that is what this part of the election is for, to push him to the left. Like, that
Yeah,
is
like
how this works.
the uninstructed vote in Wisconsin got like 2.5 times what they were trying to get because of the Gaza issue, which, like, yeah, that's something that needs to fucking change. Because if Biden doesn't come out and say, "Hey, I don't support a goddamn genocide in Gaza," I'm not gonna vote for him. I can't. Like, it's one of those things. And obviously, it wouldn't vote for Trump, but, like, again, still, I don't think it's weird for a lot of people to say, I don't think I'm gonna vote for the guy that is like still selling fucking fighter jets to Israel.
I mean, is the other guy gonna do that more? Probably, yes, but I don't
Yeah,
feel
no,
good about it either way.
he's worse. Yeah, it's just one of those things, man.
One of those day, man, there has been some weird pro-Israel graffiti in my neighborhood.
Pro Israel graffiti. That's
Yeah,
it's a thing in
weird
LA.
change.
It
Like,
I don't want to get too tinfoil hat, but it's getting to the point where it's almost coming across as like, wait, is this a false flag thing? Is this deliberately inflammatory graffiti by bad actors pretending to be Jewish? Bit like it.
it's look, it's a delicate subject. New York is much worse than LA for that, but there's absolutely plenty of like very, very Zionist Jewish people. Usually they're going to be older. So yeah, the graffiti doesn't necessarily line up. I don't think there's going to be like
An
60-year-old
80-year-old dude
Jewish
spray
men.
painting the, yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe they have kids who are like very Orthodox or something like that. I know Studio City has like a decent amount of Orthodox Jewish people. So never know.
Weird story. This does, maybe you guys have heard about this because it was on the internet a couple weeks ago, but did you hear about like the Jewish underground tunnels in New York?
Yeah.
What?
That
There, so
was like
like,
months ago, wasn't it?
was it months
It was
ago?
a long time ago.
I just got a bad memory. But like, so there had been some people that were like, you know, tweeting and complaining to the police because they're like, I live on the first floor of an apartment in Manhattan. There is no basement. I hear Yiddish coming from
I
underneath
know. It
me.
sounds like a
Yeah, and
literal
it's like,
batshit
I'm not
conspiracy
fucking
theory.
crazy. There's
Yeah.
Jewish people digging holes under my apartment and shit like that. And what they found out was that there was a temple in New York, like a very fundamentalist temple, where like one of the people that started it, like, you know, 60 years ago or something, was a like a really big figure in New York Judaism who like was advocating for like expanding the temples and stuff, and like the city wouldn't let them zone for it. So like recently a bunch of young fundamentalists that were like, yeah, we got to continue their dream, just like dug tunnels. Like they like went into the basement of the temple and like were expanding it underground, like underneath other buildings. And then like eventually the police found out and there was like a riot because they're like, yeah, you can't do that. We have to go and fill the tunnels, and you're digging underneath apartment buildings in New York. And it was like a huge thing. But Yeah, like then the people that were tweeting about it were like, I told you I'm not crazy.
Yeah. No, if I heard Yiddish like through the floor of my apartment,
Whoa.
I don't think I'd say anything. I think
Yeah,
I'd be like,
no.
no, I'm gonna sound fucking racist as shit. Like, I don't think I can
Racist and
say
insane.
anything. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if we can pin this on the whole of Judaism. I'm reading an AP News article. The chaotic standoff brought public attention to a longtime simmering split within the community related to the dynasty's longtime leader, who died in 1994. Those who supported the construction of the tunnel said that they believe their leader is the Messiah, that he is still alive, and that he supports an expansion of the synagogue.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like,
Yeah.
fundamentalists, like they're it's a small subset. It's
Yeah,
not like
no.
the Jewish community of New York were collectively digging tunnels. It was a couple of young guys, but yeah, just a kind of a funny
Literally
situation.
sounds straight out of a anti-Semitic propaganda book. But
Hope that one woman is doing okay building that tunnel under her house. Saw that
No,
Reddit
she got
thread.
shut down.
Yeah, she got shut down.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, she fucking dug underneath her neighbor's foundation. And
Oh,
she's not
okay.
an engineer. Like, that's the thing is, like, I watched a whole thing about it. She's like, I'm an engineer. She's a software engineer. She admitted that she doesn't know anything about construction or architecture or like stone engineering. She just is definitely on the spectrum and has a very niche obsession.
Tunnels,
Fuck.
man. They don't go well in the US.
No.
There's that one story of that one guy who hired someone to dig those tunnels under his house, and then a fire broke out and he got burned alive under there in the tunnels. Yeah. I
Yeah.
don't even remember what that was, but it was a whole thing. Americans and tunnels.
Backtracking a little bit, Kotaku editor-in-chief Jen Glennon resigns after the site's owners, Geo Media executives Jim Spanfelder and Leah Goldman, made the decision to prioritize guide content over news and opinion pieces, the thing that people read Kotaku for.
Yeah. That's what I read Kotaku for.
Everything getting a little worse out there, gang. A little bit, day by day.
They're pivoting to video.
It's on the Kotaku homepage on April 8th, 2024. Dragon Dogma's 2 clock is hidden in plain sight.
Ooh.
NASA is using Fortnite and Minecraft to teach about today's solar eclipse. Oh yeah, there's an eclipse today.
Yeah. Wait, isn't that
Go.
like happening now?
Some parts of the country, I think.
In
No, it's
Wisconsin,
happening
it's
here.
happening in like 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah. No, it's happening across the country. Like, we're going to see it here. It's just not going to be
Yeah,
great. Like, it's going to be like halvesies.
we're gonna get like a majority eclipse. I think it's like 80 or 90%, but we're not in the path of totality.
Yeah,
You
the next one's not
guys.
going to be until 2020 or 2044, which is sad.
Aw. I made
Yeah.
go outside and look at it with your bare eyes.
My bare eyes.
Bare eye.
Okay, it begins in Mexico at 11:07 Pacific. So I don't know if that's our time too, right around there. It's good.
I made a blue sky post that's referencing the eclipse in Berserk today, and that's going rather well. For those of
System
you
of
don't,
numbers.
yeah, but oh man, many numbers.
What's a viral blue sky post nowadays in April of 2024?
Man, if you're getting 100 likes, fucking crazy out there.
What's your
Yeah.
highest liked blue sky skeet?
Honestly, maybe this eclipse one. It's up to like 25 now. Might get to
Damn.
50 by the end of the day. A lot of people
Wow.
reposting.
But I mean, if a viral one is 100, then yeah, you're talking, that's like,
Semi-viral.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
like 10,000 likes on Twitter. Not bad.
No. I'll get for perspective a Bodega Cats post from today, 168 likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the barometer. That's the
That's
barometer of virality.
hella viral. So yeah, no, I think that's probably like you have to add two zeros to the end of anything to get the Twitter equivalent. So yeah, your Eclipse post, you're talking about 2,500 likes, trending towards 5,000.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Man, there's a lot of just nudity on What's Hot Classic on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird. So weird. From everything you've told us about Blue Sky, that doesn't sound weird. That sounds
No.
pretty par for the course.
Sonic's dad, Yuji Naka, got back on Twitter to call a longtime Dragon Quest producer that testified against him a liar.
Testified
Yeah.
against him in what case? When
Insider
did he do
trading?
it? Yeah, the one that put him in jail.
Oh yeah, I remember this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The pettiness of these old Japanese men who, by their culture's expectations, are expected to give an era of above it all. Just getting down in the muck is entertaining to me.
Just saying, hey, this dude's a bitch.
Yeah. I think that was prompted by the Dragon Quest producer being transferred to a different project, seemingly because of delays. But I don't know, the Dragon Quest production team is such a locked vault that no one knows for sure.
Interesting.
Anyway, that's what I had for news. Ryan, anything else going on in the world for us to talk about?
I don't know. I don't think that there's anything going on, right? It's a
No.
pretty calm year
No, we talked about the
overall.
election already.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I
How
mean,
how'd filing your taxes go? Get that in yet?
I use the IRS's e-file pilot program.
Free Tax File USA.
Is that what it is?
Free Tax USA, I think.
Oh, that's not the same thing that I use.
Oh, competing ones.
Free Tax File USA.
I think it's Free Tax USA. Let me check. Free Tax USA, yeah, that's what Maria and I used. Maria says hi to Ryan and Andrew only, by the way. She told me to say that before this started.
Is this really from the IRS though?
It's
Yeah.
direct file is the thing from the
Yeah, direct
IRS.
file is the IRS. I don't know.
Free file, it might be a scam.
It was successful and really well done in my experience.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a scam, but this is a private company.
Oh, all right.
Customer support. It's saying like it's you have free federal returns. Did you do your state taxes?
Yeah, in California, those were also free.
No. It says state is $15.
Well, then that was subtracted from, we both got money back from the state of California, so that was probably subtracted from that return.
There you go. Yeah, no, the IRS has an actual free one. This is the first year they're doing it, the direct file, which I did. And then California has one called Cal File that I did as well to do my state taxes. So I actually was free.
I had to
Man,
pay out
cool.
the ass for mine because mine were weird and scary thanks
Oh.
to my job.
Get money back?
Oh, yeah, got plenty of money back, but
Hey.
I had to pay like
Bah.
400 fucking bucks for it.
I imagine you being on a commissions track. Actually, are your commissions just considered like, is that just added to your regular
Bonuses.
income? Oh, that's
Yeah.
taxed out the wazoo. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that severance pay is taxed like a bonus?
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
that
income.
sucked. It sucked
Yeah.
last October for me, but it was real great when I filed my taxes. Yeah.
There you go.
Getting laid off, great for your taxes.
Get laid off. For the
Do it.
tax
Cool.
benefits.
Yeah, just for this is the new tax loophole.
Yeah, instead of buying art and donating it to
Yeah.
museums, just get laid off.
Offshore accounts, never heard of them. What if you lost your job?
I really don't want to keep giving TurboTax money, but I'm not sure what like a great free alternative is to filing quarterly. Like I'll have to now that I'm freelancing so much again.
Bam. Gotta file quarterly.
I did not know
Fun.
that actually.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the contractors file quarterly.
you're supposed to. And if you don't, you might get like I don't know, penalty fees. They're not a ton, but they're just enough of a pain in the ass that, yeah, I try to.
Yeah, no, I absolutely did the opposite because H&R Block and TurboTax only exist because they've lobbied enough that to make it nearly impossible to do anything without them. So
Yeah,
that's why I did
which
the
is,
direct file thing because I was
yeah,
like, fuck
it's a big
them.
deal. I didn't even hear about Direct File until I had already done my taxes, which sucks, but
Yeah.
it's cool that there's finally a thing.
Something that the Biden administration did, by the way.
Yeah.
They should really fucking preach on that.
Yeah, Democrats always suck at like hyping up the cool shit that they actually do. Because they seem philosophically more worried about, like, well, what if we upset a hypothetical Republican who is possibly considering voting for us?
No. Yeah, no.
Liberalism.
Obamacare doesn't go far enough, but like it is genuinely a step in the right direction and has saved thousands of American lives
Yeah.
in the short time that it's been around and is nearly unappealable. Like
Universally
Republicans literally
popular
tried to take it away and then
for like a
realized
decade,
this doesn't
and
really work. We can't take it away. And that's the biggest argument for fucking bullish approaches to things like Medicare for All is because once it's there, it's there. Like they're not gonna be able to take it away. Look at the fucking Brits with the NHS, like Brexiters, like just the slightest little like toe dip into removing the NHS, and it was immediately like, oh, hell the fuck no, you're not doing any of that shit. No shot. Yeah.
At least we kind of have it a little more together in the US than they do in the UK right now. They got another royal family member dying.
Yeah, but the royal family is like a joke. So
Yeah. They're just a joke that gets paid to exist.
our politicians are dying and shit, and they actually like matter.
Hey,
Dianne Feinstein's dying. Fucking Mitch McConnell's on his last legs. Like
Joe
you got
Lieberman,
big
the reason
people dying.
Obamacare isn't everything that Obamacare should be. He bit
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. We have like genuine people in power dying.
A couple years ago, we had multiple members on the Supreme Court, like the most powerful legislative body in the country, that were actively dying at one point, like at one time.
We had multiple of the most important people in the entire country dying. And while it's just the mom of the future figurehead. I don't know, man. Brexit was a shit show, but I don't know if we compare.
History will tell.
Yeah.
How was Doom Part Two?
It was a weird movie. I mean, it's a weird movie to talk about and a weird movie to think about because it's a really good movie, really, really good performances, very beautiful, awesome music, like epic scenes, just a fucking bummer. Like it The first half of the movie I actually really like enjoyed. Like I loved the first Dune movie, and the first half of Dune Part Two was like actually enjoyable. You're like, yeah, I'm rooting for these people. And then in the second half there's a heel turn and you're like, oh no, I don't like where this is going. Please stop. I don't like this. This is bad. You're All the characters I liked are turning out to be really shitty and bad. I don't like this. And then the movie ends, and you're like, oh, it's just over. That sucks. But like, I think it's I said this to you, Lucas. I think it's the movie that you thought Blade Runner 2049 was. Same director, by the way.
What did you mean by that?
That it's like a very pretty but like super shitty sad sci-fi movie. Like I don't know, like I kind of want to watch it again because I need to like figure out how I feel about this movie.
I mean, listen, I am on the record saying the only Dune 2 I'm interested in is Dune Two Chicks at the Same Time. But is it supposed to be sad?
Yeah, I mean,
It's
like,
about like empires and how they're terrible.
well, but like the whole point was that Paul Atreides was like, I'm not into that empire shit. Like, I just want to help the Fremen be free and like escape their oppressors. Like, I'm not into this colonialism thing. But then by the end of it, he kind of realizes that the only way to like win and survive is to do that. And I think in the book, it's a little different because yeah, he drinks the magic worm water and can
Definitely not
now
a
see
trans
the.
allegory. Definitely not a metaphor for estrogen.
It's not.
No,
But he can see the future and all this shit. And I think in the book, it's like he realizes that he is like the secret, prophecy guy or whatever. Like he's like, oh, I am that dude. I am supposed to like be in charge and take over and all this stuff because I'm that dude. In the movie, it's very explicit that he still doesn't believe in that shit, but he knows that like utilizing the Fremen's religion against them is how he's going to get them on his side to be able to win the war, and is like totally exploiting them just for his own personal gain. So yeah.
Are they making another one of these? How long until we get to his grandson that's a worm guy? Spoilers.
I don't think they're ever going to like get into like that part of the Dune series.
I'm sorry, the part when the metaphor actually pays off and the point of the books happen?
Dune
Okay.
and Dune Messiah basically like Dune Messiah is the second book. So like the third movie would be based on Dune Messiah, which I think is a much shorter book than regular Dune. So like they've talked about like the third movie would just be Dune Messiah. That kind of wraps up the story of the characters that we know from this first story. And so like they would do a Dune part three that would, take, you through the rest of that arc. But then like Children of Dune and fucking Dune Chapter House or whatever the hell they're called, like that gets really far into the future and different people and shit. So I don't know that they would ever go that far.
All
Dune
right.
Part 3 is like definitely like a maybe in the works sort of deal if they can get people on board with it, but I don't think it's like a done deal, set in stone kind of thing that's going to happen.
Okay. I want to know your thoughts, Andrew, on True Detective. But also, I have a question about the discourse around this season. Didn't one of the original creators get out there and be like, "Hey,
I don't like this.
I'm a weird libertarian. Don't watch this, even though I'm credited as a producer on this TV show."
Yeah, they like disavowed this latest season, which I feel bad that I haven't watched the other seasons of True Detective, or at least the first one. I think the first one's supposed to be really good, and the other ones I think have kind of mixed reviews. This one is. It's hard to talk about because it does have a lot of really high highs where it really sucks you in. But then there's just a lot of like completely unresolved issues. And like weird criticism, but like the music sucks ass in this show. Like it's a lot of like very weird, dark covers of songs that just don't work. And like there's ghosts. And like you kind of wait for like the shoe to drop to be like, oh, like the reason people are seeing ghosts is because of the pollution that's in the water that they keep bringing up. But no, the ghosts are fucking real. The ghosts are there and actually like real ass ghosts. And they only kind of like half solve the mystery. And the rest of it is up to like, oh, we don't know. Like maybe it was the ghosts that we've established are real. And like one of the main suspects that was definitely involved, like they just forget about him. They never bring him back up. It's kind of weird. And it's just, yeah, there's so much unresolved shit and so much stuff that came up that turned out to like, it's not that like they revealed that it meant nothing. They just never finished what was going on there. So like it was a really enthralling show with a very unsatisfying conclusion. But like with like the two leads, like those women, fucking fantastic performances. And like the rest of the show kind of did them disservice.
I very interesting to hear. And then on a scale of one to Band of Brothers, how Band of Brothers is Masters of Air, Masters of the Air?
Masters of the Air is kind of like True Detective, where it's like really high highs and then it
Oof.
just kind of loses it. I would say the first half of the show was really, really fucking good. And then like it kind of lost it towards the end, where they like tried to do too much. Like there's 9 episodes, and 7 episodes in, they're like, and also the Tuskegee Airmen were there. And like for half an episode, they're like, these fighter pilots, they didn't get their due. And then they get shot down. And then they're like, and then they went to the prison. And then you see them like one other time before the end of the show. Not prison, they went to a POW camp. I don't know why I said it like that. But like the first half of the show is basically about like just the untold fucking horrific losses that like Allied airmen were facing in Europe, where it's like, yeah, like you go out on a mission and you were almost certain to die. It was just like the first couple of years of the war, it was like 80% of the fucking airmen were getting shot down. And like at one point, like this 100th bomb group, they're known as the Bloody 100th, and that's kind of why the show was made about them specifically, because they faced the worst casualty rate of the war. So they were not the masters of the air. They were definitely, the air was masters of them for sure. And like at one point, like 30 of their planes go up and one of them makes it back, and that's it. And like they're like, yeah, and some of them survived because they
Yeah, I was gonna
parachute in,
say,
and like
isn't there
some
a
of
lot
them
of
would.
people surviving back then from getting shot down?
Yeah, and like an unknown number of them would survive, and they'd get sent to like the POW camps. And then like the second half of the season like focused more on the airmen in the POW camps than the airmen that were still flying missions, because at that point they had destroyed the Luftwaffe and they had complete air superiority for like the last year of the war. So like none of them got shot down at that point. It was just like a very stark turn where it stopped being interesting, so they stopped talking about those people. But then there's also a storyline where like early in the show, like yeah, they got shot down and like they landed in France, and the French resistance fighters like helped smuggle them out of the country. But it's like it was like episode 3 was all about them, and like the episode ended on a cliffhanger where it's like, and then they got to the fucking, ship port, and like no one knew what was going to happen. And like 4 episodes later, they say, and everyone was pretty happy because those guys got back and got to go home. Like they don't show them after the cliffhanger. They just mention a couple episodes later, oh yeah, they got back. It was just like very inconsistent. A lot of really good moments, and then it just kind of like faded off towards the end. I will say the opening theme, it's better than Band of Brothers. It's really good.
That's what matters the most when
Yeah,
deciding
it's got some
what's a good
kick-ass
TV
music.
music. I'm
So wait,
sorry.
have you seen The Pacific, Andrew?
Yeah.
Where's the stack rank?
I would say Band of Brothers, Pacific, Masters of the Air, just because like, I mean, like if you would have asked me, 4 or 5 episodes in, I would have been like, ooh, it's up there with Band of Brothers. Like Band of Brothers is so good, it's kind of unimpeachable. But like I think then just like the way the show fizzled out kind of brought it below the Pacific for me.
There you go.
Also, if you want to talk about the real Masters of the Air, and I'm sorry, this is a niche interest of mine, maybe make a TV show about the Night Witches, the Russian all-female Air Force brigade, whose planes were so old and shitty that their strategy was just to fly them at night, cut the engines,
And glide.
and glide in. So they wouldn't show up on radar and drop the bombs so low to the ground that they're just chucking nades at fuckers out of the airplanes, essentially. That seems cool. That seems like a more interesting TV show. Maybe it doesn't play as well, but I don't know. Before we get
That's
to
kind
the
of how it
root.
started in World War One. Like, it was basically just dudes chucking grenades over the side of their
Yeah.
plane as
It
they
was
flew
mostly
over.
just to have a camera to like fly around and take
Originally.
pictures.
And then, yeah, some whack job was like, I mean, I'll bring a grenade up there and I can chuck it down at them, see what happens.
Got a grenade in that motherfucker.
Yeah. You got some dynamite? All right.
At one point, dogfights were like planes flying around and dudes would shoot handguns at each
Yeah.
other. I think we're coming up on some hard out, so we might have skipped the group chat. Just to maybe set some stuff up though. Are y'all interested in watching the Fallout show? Is that going to be our first watch along of the year? I think I am going
Yeah,
to
I'm gonna
watch
watch
it.
it.
Yeah. Looks
Yeah.
interesting for sure. We're all Fallout guys.
They're getting the religious fundamentalist part of the Brotherhood of Steel, right? I'm excited about that. Some
I
people
have
on the
not
internet are
watched
weirded out
anything.
by it. Oh, okay.
I'm out. I'm
Yeah.
getting full immersion, baby. I don't
Valid.
know nothing about this show. I think I accidentally saw what Walton Goggins looks like without a
Yeah, I was
nose.
just gonna
That's
say, you
about
don't know
it.
about Walton Goggins?
He ain't got no nose. But I mean, that's not too shocking if you play the games, so.
No, dude. You know what a ghoul looks like.
Wait, so we don't get to talk about Shogun or Invincible real
Oh, do we
quick?
want to? No, all right. If you got time, let's get in there.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Shogun, the show that
Shogun.
should be Game of Thrones, but instead decided, what if we fucking made Ser Jorah of the Friend Zone like half the show for no fucking reason?
Yeah. The
And all the cool shit's happening,
in
like
the background.
with subtitles, and then sometimes like something crazy happens and Jorah's there, but most of the time Jorah's like the main guy, and
He's like,
it's
oh man, I it's yeah, it's
I want to have sex with this Japanese woman, but my accent
but
makes it difficult. And her husband,
her husband's
who I
there.
totally called that he was gonna survive. I was like, we didn't see him
Yeah.
fucking die.
You
He's
know,
showing back up.
if you don't die on screen, you don't die at all.
Yeah.
Like
And they like kept hyping up how this is like one of the most fucking badass dudes alive. Like, I was like, oh, so there's like a crowd of 60 randos and he's running away from them.
Yeah,
I don't think they're gonna catch him.
there's a reason that we saw him go around the corner
Yeah, I
before they cut
think he's
away.
about to make it. And then they started, and I was kind of like, even when it first happened, I was like, oh, I think they're maybe gonna be like, who knows, maybe he made it or not. But instantly they were like, I'm so sorry about your husband. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, so
The
they're gonna do
moment
that?
that they had sex, it's like I kind of thought the husband was gonna like walk back in then, like at that
In the
moment.
middle of
I
that.
so the show does suffer a little bit from having like the default white guy audience surrogate character as the POV.
The show suffers a little bit from being written in 1975 by an old British white dude. That's what just makes the show suffer.
The thing is that so like it's the show is based on a book that is like inspired by historical events. Like a lot of this stuff, you know, you change the name, a lot of it happened in Japan at this time. It was like a pretty important set of events. But like this would be a really interesting story from the perspective of the Japanese people for this fucking,
No.
you know, British guy that they didn't even know British people existed to show up and be like, hey, the Portuguese people that you know, like they're maybe not the best and we're at war with them. Like maybe let's try to like get something going
Yeah.
while this other turmoil is happening. But it's not that. It's a
Yeah.
show from the perspective of this British guy being like, oh man, Japan's so
The
weird.
Japans.
The Japans.
The Japans are very weird. His fucking weird accent. Like, it doesn't. I feel like he's trying to go for like a period accurate accent, which just makes it sound weird.
Yeah,
Like,
he sounds crazy. He's like, I'm John Blackthorn.
Blackthorn.
Oh.
I am currently speaking bloody Portuguese with
Oh,
you,
yeah.
even
He's
though
not speaking
it's
English.
English.
Yeah.
And
He's
when you're.
speaking English, but the English is
English is
Portuguese.
Portuguese, even when it's Portuguese people talking to each
Yeah, no,
other
they're speaking
in
English. And then
Portuguese.
when the British people are speaking English to each other, they're also
They're also
speaking
speaking
English.
English, yeah. That'd be funny though if the English people were speak Portuguese when they're speaking English, and then when they're speaking Portuguese, they speak English. But yeah, no, the Portuguese people speak English with a Portuguese and Spanish accent.
That the
And then the
only
English people speak with perfect, flawless, no accent. The Japanese woman who learned Portuguese from Portuguese
she's
people
speaking
speaks
English with
English with a
a British
flawless
accent.
British accent.
Yeah, but like, so John Blackthorne is like, obviously he's getting way too much screen time. He's moved from like what I thought he was going to be, like a MacGuffin in the show, to like maybe a side character that was really important too. He is the
The
unabashed
main
main
character.
character of the show. Most of the show is just him hanging around in his house, like, which
Hanging
is
up
bad
dead
enough.
birds for some reason, letting
Yeah.
them rot.
The thing is that he's not an interesting character even. He's got two things that he does. He's either, going on about like the sanctity of life and how like they don't respect freedom here, or just being the grossest, smelliest, most foul-mouthed son of a bitch in that hemisphere. Like, he sucks. He really does. He's gross. He's dumb. He's just like, I mean, he's learning to speak Japanese a little bit, but like for the most part, he's just like, I don't know what's going on here. Where's Mariko? I can't communicate with anyone but Mariko.
Except for when I'm instructing my cannon regiment, and then they
Yeah.
totally understand every word I'm saying, which doesn't make any sense either.
Yeah. All right. What are the, I don't know how many episodes are left, but what are the odds right now that
There's
by
two
the end of
episodes
this,
left.
what are the chances by the end of this, John Blackthorne is the Shogun?
Dude, I'm gonna
Zero.
fucking kill myself. He's like, I want to leave the Japans. Give me my ship.
He's like,
And
I would
then I
like
can
my ship back.
give me my ship. Give me my men. Where are my men? They're in Edo. Bloody give me my ship back then, and I will go get them, and I can leave you forever, and I will exploit our common enemy.
Yeah.
We will take out the Portuguese in
And
Macau.
he's like, no, like the Portuguese are not my problem right now. I've got other shit going on. The Portuguese aren't involved in that. Why would I
Yeah.
start another war with them? Because I want you to. What about Queen
Yes.
Victoria?
The Queen, she's a very nice queen. I love her. But also I'm sailing for the Dutch, so like I don't even know if the Queen is fully abreast of all this. Like
I was about to
she
say, I thought it was the Netherlands that first established
Yeah.
trade with Japan
Yeah.
rather than the Portuguese, but I
It's
forgot
no,
that
it
they
is
should
the
have.
Portuguese. The
Oh, okay.
Portuguese are canonically the first. The Netherlugs opened it up to
Okay.
the
Yeah.
other shit.
Because
And
the
this is
Portuguese
the
basically
dawn of that.
blockaded Japan from the rest of Europe. And he found a way in
Oh,
he's
wow.
by
He's a
sailing out
god-tier
into the
pilot.
open ocean where most of his crew fucking starved to death.
Everyone died. But he did it. He made it
And
with like 12 dudes, and then one of
yeah.
them instantly gets boiled alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. No, like the show, like I said, there's like eight storylines. And like if it was like Game of Thrones and they all got equal time, like yeah, John Blackthorne would be fine. He'd be an interesting like wrinkle because he's got modern weaponry and stuff like that that can turn the tide for one side or another. Like that'd be interesting. But no, they're like, we got eight storylines. Seven of them share 20 minutes of screen time, and then one of them gets the other 25 minutes. And it's like, why though? Why does that happen? And then sometimes there's episodes that are just him getting laid. In a fucking tea house, and it's just like, what the fuck? What's happening? So, yeah, I hope maybe he'll die. That'd be great. Hope he just dies. And
Yeah.
it's like, whoa, like that's the Ned Stark moment of Shogun, except for everyone I hope for at least is rooting for it. Just like,
Also,
no.
there can't be a Ned Stark moment in Shogun. It's a mini series. This show ends in two episodes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, it's a mini
You're.
series, dude. There is no season two.
Is it really?
Yeah. Which sucks because I kind of wanted them to have more time to.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
Ah.
I did not realize this at all. Oh, this book sucks then.
Yeah.
I thought we were just like doing like the
You were
first.
just starting off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought this was
no.
like the first quarter of the book.
No.
Oh, then I know how it ends. That
Yeah.
sucks. Wait, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I know how the story ends now. This is really one season?
Yeah, no, that's I
Oh,
was
fuck
really
this
just
show. Now
I
I
was
don't want
really
to watch
disappointed
this.
like four episodes in because I was like, oh man, they're really not going in the direction that I want them to. Oh well, maybe the show will end on some sort of crazy cliffhanger that'll bring me back in. And I was like, I wonder if this show's gotten greenlit for season two. Oh, 9 episodes in total, miniseries. God damn it.
Yeah, this is a sucky book. I know exactly how this is going to end now.
Is how's the rest of this season of Invincible treating y'all?
I think
Was okay.
that
It was okay.
they
It was
really
solid.
suffered from splitting it into 2 4-episode seasons that made it like feel like it was lacking in both halves of the season. I think if they would have ran it just 8 episodes straight through, it would have felt more cohesive and felt more like a full arc. But instead, now it just feels kind of like incomplete and like.
Yeah, not a very like the ending of season two didn't have the sort of like, oh shit, it went down sort of feeling
Yeah.
that season one did.
It felt like they're like just getting started both seasons when they end.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like the Martian thing, I guess, was the climax of the show. Was the like Martian stuff, like
Yeah, but that
the
was like episode two of season two and a half or
right.
whatever.
That was like the most shocking, like earth-shattering stuff. And then yeah, like the Lizard League. And then yeah, it was there's like the last episode was half focused on like Mark's thing with the brain guy.
Yeah, just I killed a guy. Oh God. Oh
I
shit.
did see that they finally got to the "I thought you were stronger" line. He said the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. He was, to be fair, when you watch it, he was bragging about how strong he was
Yeah.
and how he
He
was
was
like, "I'm
kicking
going
his
to kill
ass.
you now because I'm stronger. Like, I made myself super strong so that I can kill you, and I weakened you by sending you through all these like portals and stuff like that, so that I can kill you." And then Invincible's like, "Lol,
I'm gonna hit you with a Fortnite gun.
you told me that you were strong. I don't know what you expected. I punched you till you stopped moving."
But
So,
people punch me till I stop moving. I get better in a few days. My teeth
yeah.
grow back.
Oh, he's a Super Saiyan?
Kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
His dad basically beat him to the point where he is dead, but then
I don't think they've
saw
ever talked
Vader.
about like Super Saiyan biology shit where it's like, oh, if he comes back from the brink of death, he's stronger. I think it's just that he
They did do that with Alan this
learns.
season.
No, Alan, sure. I'm talking about
Yeah.
Mark. Yeah.
No, I know, but like that is in this universe that
Yeah.
like if you get really close to death, that actually makes you strong.
Just one guy specifically.
But that exists, so why couldn't it exist for other people? Why is it just Alan?
Because he's made in a lab. They.
Was he? Not
Yeah,
him.
he was a genetic experiment.
His
Yeah.
people were. He wasn't.
No, not his species. Like this, after the species was pushed to the brink of death, they worked on trying to create like a super soldier kind of thing. And he was the best. He just still wasn't really good enough.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry. If people would have pitched me that there are two different kinds of Saiyans running around in Invincible, that's how you get me to watch Invincible, actually.
And one of them is voiced by Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
So,
the actual Super Saiyan guy is voiced by Seth Rogen.
put Seth Rogen in Dragon Ball, damn it!
how did you feel about the Kate reveal? Because I was like, I was mixed because when it first happened, I was like, wait, so what the fuck? Why would you risk the original copy in a
Yeah.
fight at all? Like, unless you introduce some sort of like limitations, like she can only
She
duplicate
has to
within
be
like,
within a certain
yeah.
area
But they never
or
did that, so I was kind of like,
yeah.
yeah, wait, that was stupid to send the actual original in. And then when it was revealed so long later, after all like these consequences were put out, that like, yeah, no, the original was safe. I was like, but the story arc doesn't work as well then. Like,
Yeah, I.
no one died
Yeah,
in that
exactly. It was
climactic
a.
fight about
It
how
was
bad
a.
it
It
was.
was really impactful when it happened because it was like, oh God, Kate is dead.
It was horrifying.
Rey is like on the brink of death. Her body's
Well,
completely broken.
before like
Like.
end of the one episode, it was
Yeah.
like fucking Kate brutally murdered. Rey got vored to death in like the most
Yeah, I did.
horrifying way
I
possible.
did see that. I did see that Invincible try to do the like Ant-Man Thanos thing,
Yeah, and it
except
didn't
like,
because the guy was too strong. He just
yeah.
pushed her back down.
Well, I think she shrunk back down when she realized that, like, oh fuck, my
Oh.
bones are all breaking, which makes sense. That's like logically what she would do. It's like, oh, nope, this didn't work. Fuck, 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 fuck. After getting beat the fuck up pretty hard by his
Mutilated, yeah.
insides. And then, yeah, like Rex was like, had a gun to his head. And then they're
His
like,
hand
oh,
bitten off.
yeah. So it's like, oh, shit. Okay. So Rex is maybe going to be the sole survivor. And then they start off the next episode with him getting
With
shot in the fucking head point blank. And you're
yeah.
like, wait, so
They
no
all
one
died,
lived. And then they
but
all.
then they all ended up living. So, yeah, when she came back, I was like, that makes sense that she would do that. I wasn't like, oh, that's like a stupid get out of jail free card sort of thing. But yeah, why would you come back now? It's yeah. It was just kind of weird. Yeah, not a bad show. It's just a little inconsistent, a little like yeah, it was broken up so much that you go like, but why is this happening in the order that it's happening?
Also, I didn't like the wink nod towards the fucking
Oh, the
Robert
animator
Kirkman.
thing? Oh yeah,
Yeah.
no.
Like,
That
that was so
was so
lame.
lame. Yeah, I hated that. At least they
That's
didn't like
kind of
spend too
awful,
much
right?
time on it, but
Any
it
time
was,
was too much
yeah.
time.
Yeah, no, I hated that.
They
That
thought
was
they were
so
being
cringy.
really clever, and it was
Yeah.
so cringe.
It's a joke for like 20 specific people.
I mean, it's a joke for us because we're not fucking idiots, but like, it, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like the people that would actually like that are a
Oh.
very small group of people.
Yeah. No. It literally talked about limited animation and shit like that, Lucas. And I
Yeah.
was like, oh, that thing that makes me put on subtitles so I don't have to just watch this shitty animation half the time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it was like they would show like the dude's like top half of his head and be like, "Yeah, I'm the animator for that show that you like, and never noticed how sometimes we only animate part of the face so we don't have to
Yeah.
make everything move." And then it was like, "Or another tip." And
We
then like,
pan a long shot of everyone, and
yeah.
so it looks like movement.
But it's really just a still image. And then sometimes if you have extra time, you can increase like, the budget of a specific frame, but then it ends up looking like a different show, and they like showed Mark's face with way more detail than it ever had, and it was just really dumb.
I.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically the joke was, hey, have you ever seen an anime? Let's point out this thing that happens in anime all the time. Like, it, I was
Yeah.
talking about this the other day. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember as a kid watching Naruto, and then Naruto all of a sudden started to look shitty, and it's like, oh, this is how you know some sicko shit is about to happen. Yeah, we get it. We
Why am I
know.
finding so many health potions? Like signposting in anime. Yeah, no,
Boy,
it did.
this room sure is big enough for a boss fight.
Yeah. Don't know, man. I'm not into anime. And
No.
Invincible's as close as I'm ever gonna get, and it even that is sometimes.
Do we got time to talk about Helldivers 2 and the defeat of the automaton
I think
menace?
you guys can, and I will.
Well, no, if you
Sign
leave.
off.
No,
Yay.
I think control's over to me now. Let's see how this goes.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
If not, goodbye, everyone. We'll see.
Salute.
See ya. I am the host
Hey.
now.
So, have you played any Helldivers since we like played it together
No,
a
I've been
couple weeks
sad.
ago?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I got
You said
sad.
you.
Stop doing stuff that's good for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, Helldivers maybe make you happy.
That'd be a nice
Yeah.
change.
Yeah, I see you've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy.
Hey,
Is
that's
it
fueled
still
the.
bad?
It's. I don't know. It's weird. I think there's an inherent contradiction to doing a remake like this or like any kind of approach. The trend in video games to make everything like, oh, we gotta make these graphics as realistic as possible. We gotta make like this world as like grounded and like fleshed out as possible. It's just like that's a wasted effort because there's always gonna be some weird video game shit that completely breaks the immersion or some video game logic. Like walking around, like doing an obstacle course, like playing a card game when you have one HP. That makes it not work, in my opinion. So
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, there are definitely high points. I haven't gotten to the ending yet, though, and haven't been able to like give an opinion on that. But I don't know. I'm mixed on it. I keep coming back. I'm gonna see the end. I'm sunk cost fallacy, but yeah.
I have still been playing a fuck ton of Helldivers. Miss you out there on the battlefield, buddy.
Ah.
Hop on in sometime.
Yes.
But yeah, the meta narrative shit has kind of gone sicko mode, as you would say. The bots are done.
Oh.
We defeated them.
Hooray, hooray.
Hooray. Yeah, I'm sure like they're gonna bring in the new enemy type soon, or there's going to be like a resurgence or whatever, but like you know how they had those like major order things
Yeah.
that like kind of like pushed the meta narrative forward a little bit, but it was mostly just like a challenge sort of thing that you do.
Right.
Well, like the Terminids, you did a thing where like you set up the Terminid control system to like spray insecticide on the planets to like keep the population of the Terminids in check and like ooh, maybe cause some mutations and now there's new kinds of Terminids and shit. They did something similar with the robots, but on a much bigger scale, where it lasted like 2 weeks,
Okay.
where it was like in phases, and it's like, yeah, we've got to take over these planets to destroy the fabricators so that they can't reinforce. Then we got to go here to like do this shit. Oh, there's new kinds of robots. You got to take them out so that they don't do this other shit. And like when you would complete a major order, they like send out all these news bulletin type shit, like talking about like what the robots are up to, and oh man, they were sending some signals out and outside of the galaxy. That was really dumb of them. We know that there's nothing out there. And then like I think it was yesterday, the final phase finished, and they're like, yeah, we eradicated the automatons. There's no more of them. You can't fight them anymore.
Oh, so that.
They're like, go focus on the Terminids now. Because we're gonna humanely farm them for their oil now, and it's yeah, so it's kind of a big deal. I'm guessing they'll bring them back because they introduced like several new enemy types to the automatons like the day before.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like you currently are just done fighting the robots, and like there's peace in the galaxy once more. The war is over. Where the shit you're doing on the Terminid planets, that's just farming. That's yeah.
I do kind of love that they create this lavish explanation for what is Game Master Joel fucking around and
Yeah.
like teeing up. Like, I don't know if this game has like dedicated seasons, but like functionally, like, oh, this is season two content for Helldivers.
Yeah, basically. But like the way that they're doing their content releases is not like the way that most live service games do, because they're not being like, hey, send out a bunch of tweets and like videos and trailers and shit, being like, oh man, coming soon, season two, flying Terminids, big AT-ST walkers from Star Wars. What? It's just you'll play the game and there will be like a secret patch that went out, and sometimes you'll run into some shit that you've never seen before. And it's terrifying.
That is vent. And I also appreciate how in a lot of their public correspondences, outside of like interviews and someone has to be the adult in the room community posts, they're not breaking kayfabe.
Yeah.
They are committed to this Starship Troopers ass bit. That is
Yeah.
hilarious.
There was actually a thing a couple days ago where like a specific community manager had to like put a stop to some like hate speech that was going on like in the like community chats and shit, and they got immediately targeted as like, oh man, Helldivers going woke, they won't even let me say the F word, the bad one, like
Oh no.
that sort of shit. And they're like, why can't Helldivers just be apolitical like it always was? And it's like the stupidest people that you've ever seen, like talking about like, oh man, like Helldivers is super woke now, it and before it was anti-politics. I have the reading level of a third grader,
I
no media literacy.
get the game opens with you doing military training where if you die,
They
they just
just
send
replace
another
you.
guy in there. Like it, and that's true all throughout the game. Like you were just throwing bodies at.
They call the bugs socialists. They
Oh my God, it is. Oh. Brain worms.
Yeah, you're constantly getting updates of like, remember, mercy is treason. If you fail a mission, you will not be sent to a freedom camp. That's merely a dissident rumor. Don't listen to the dissidents. Like, go shut down these illegal broadcasts on the bug planets, and like the broadcasts are like, the bugs are oil. They put the bugs here to farm their oil. We're dying because Super Earth put the bugs here.
As a reward for destroying the automaton menace, all Helldivers get a 1 minute break.
Yeah.
Currently deployed Helldivers are not eligible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was one thing of like every man, woman, and child over the age of 7 will be working nonstop to like blah, 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 blah.
I remember
Oh,
seeing. Oh, God.
every year on this date, all workers across the galaxy will get a 3 extra minutes to their lunch break to observe the sacrifice of our fallen heroes.
I remember for a previous thing when one of those community missions when they failed, the Super Earth messaging around that was due to not meeting campaign expectations, procreation privileges will be restricted for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, like before doing anything that may result in a child, fill out your C form.
Jesus Christ. I'm seeing this rumor go around the internet, not rumor, just like community thing, that the reason all of the command inputs are just directional is because citizens of Super Earth aren't taught how to read. And I don't think I've seen anything that disproves that
Yeah,
yet.
that would be really fucking good. Oh, man.
Oh, fantastic. All right, I think that's going to do it for episode 249 of the Volunteer Viewing Podcast. Ryan will appreciate that this one will be titled Shout Outs to Sauk County. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, highlight clips there. Act Blue link in the description. Support us on Patreon, joining the likes of Tiffany Cole and Sucky Badger. And yeah, follow me, Lucas DeRuyter, on Blue Sky, where I'm putting out bangers that are putting up numbers. Those are words. Those are internet words. Hope you all have a great rest of your week and do not stare directly into the sun under any circumstances. That's a bad. Bye.